Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 26, Part 2, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love, Continued. Krishna's Kaishora age may be divided into three parts. In the beginning of Krishna's Kaishora age, that is, at the beginning of Krishna's 11th year, the luster of Krishna's body becomes so bright that it becomes an impetus for ecstatic love. And similarly, there are reddish borders around Krishna's eyes and a growth of soft hairs on Krishna's body. In describing this early stage of Krishna's Kaishora age, Kundalata, one of the residents of Vrindavan, said to her friend, "I have just seen an extraordinary beauty appearing in the person of Krishna. Krishna's blackish bodily hue appears just like the Indranila jewel, and there are reddish signs on Krishna's eyes, and small soft hairs are coming out on Krishna's body. So the appearance of these symptoms has made Krishna extraordinarily beautiful." In this connection, in the 10th canto, 21st chapter, verse 5 of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami tells King Parikshit, "O my dear king, I shall try to describe how the minds of the gopis became absorbed in thought of Krishna. The gopis would meditate on Krishna's dressing himself just like a dancing actor and then entering the forest of Vrindavan, marking the ground with his footprints. The gopis meditated on Krishna's having a helmet with a peacock feather and wearing earrings on his ears and yellow gold colored garments covered with jewels and pearls. The gopis also meditated upon Krishna's blowing his flute, while they also meditated upon all the cowherder boys singing of the glories of the Lord." So that is the description of the meditation upon which the gopis used to perform. Sometimes the gopis would think about Krishna's soft nails, Krishna's moving eyebrows, and Krishna's teeth, which were kadeshu colored from chewing pan. One description was given by a gopi to her friend. "Oh, my dear friend, just see how the enemy of Agha has assumed such wonderful features. Krishna's eyebrows are just like the brows of Cupid, and they are moving just as though they were dancing. The tips of Krishna's nails are so soft, it is as if they were dried bamboo leaves. Krishna's teeth are reddish, and so it appears that Krishna has assumed the feature of anger. Under the circumstances, where is the chance for a young girl not to be attracted by such beautiful features and not to be afraid of becoming a victim to such beauty?" Krishna's attractive features are also described by Vrinda, the gopi after whom Vrindavana was named. She thus told Krishna, "Oh, my dear Madhava, your newly invented smile has so captivated the hearts of the gopis that they are simply unable to express themselves. As such, they have become bewildered and will not talk with others. All of these gopis have become so affected that it is as if they had offered three sprinkles of water upon their very lives. In other words, they have given up all hope for their living condition." According to the Indian system, when a person is dead, there is a sprinkling of water upon the body. Thus, the statement of Vrinda shows that the gopis were so enchanted by the beauty of Krishna that because they could not express their minds, they had thus decided to commit suicide. When Krishna arrived at the age of 13 to 14 years, Krishna's two arms and chest assumed an unspeakable beauty, and Krishna's whole form became simply enchanting. When Krishna attained 13 years of age, Krishna's two thighs were challenging the trunks of elephants. Krishna's rising chest was trying to come to peace talks with doors of jewels, and Krishna's two arms were minimizing the value of the bolts found on doors. So who can describe the wonderful beauty of these features of Krishna? The special beauty of Krishna's body was Krishna's mild smiling, Krishna's restless eyes, and Krishna's world-enchanting songs. These are the special features of this age. And there is a statement in this connection that Krishna, upon arriving at this age, manifested such beautiful bodily features that Krishna's restless eyes became the playthings of Cupid, and that Krishna's mild smile resembled the newly grown lotus flower. The enchanting vibration of Krishna's songs became a great impediment to the young girls who were supposed to remain chaste and faithful to their husbands. At this age, Krishna enjoyed the Rasa Leela, exhibiting his power of joking with the cowherder girls and enjoying their company in the bushes of the gardens by the bank of the Yamuna. So in this connection, there is the following statement. Throughout the whole tract of land known as Vrindavana, there were the footprints of Krishna and the gopis, and in some places, peacock feathers were strewn about. In some places, there were nice beddings in the bushes of the Vrindavana gardens, and in some places, there were piles of dust due to the group dancing of Govinda and the gopis. These are some of the features which are due to the different pastimes invented by Sri Krishna in the place known as Vrindavan. There is the following statement by one gopi describing Krishna's attractive feature during this age. My dear friend, just see how all of a sudden in the sky of Krishna there is a powerful rising sun, and how this rising sun is minimizing the rays of our chastity moon. Our attraction for Krishna is so intense that it is drying up the lotus flower of our discrimination, and we are losing our senses in deciding whether we shall continue as chaste women or be victimized by the beauty of Krishna. Oh, my dear friend, I think that we have lost all hope of life. In the Kaishora age, beginning from the 11th year and continuing up to the end of the 15th year, Krishna's arms, legs, and thighs became marked with three divisional lines. At that time, Krishna's chest challenged a hill of Marakata jewels. Krishna's arms challenged pillars of the Indranila jewel. The three lines of Krishna's waist challenged the waves of the river Yamuna, and Krishna's thighs challenged beautiful bananas. One gopi said, with all these exquisite features of Krishna's body, Krishna is too extraordinarily beautiful, and therefore I am always thinking of Krishna to protect me, because Krishna is the killer of all kinds of demons. The idea expressed in this statement is that the gopis were comparing their attraction for Krishna to an attack by demons, and in order to counteract their attraction for the beauty of Krishna, they were also turning to Krishna hopefully, because Krishna is the killer of all kinds of demons. In other words, they were perplexed, because on one hand, they were attracted by the beauty of Krishna, And on the other, they needed Krishna to drive away the demon of such attraction. This Kaishora age can be translated as adolescence. At the end of this period, all the gopis said, Krishna is the killer of the attraction of Cupid, and as such, Krishna disturbs the patience of all newly married girls. Krishna's bodily features have become so exquisite, it is as if they were all manifesting an artistic sense of the highest sort. Krishna's dancing eyes have dimmed the brilliance of the most expert dancer, and so there is no longer any comparison to the beauty of Krishna. Learned scholars therefore describe the features of Krishna's body at this time as Nava Yauvana, newly invented youthfulness. At this stage of Krishna's bodily features, the conjugal loving affairs with the gopis and similar pastimes become very prominent. There are six features of conjugal loving affairs called peacemaking, picking a quarrel, going to meet one's lover, sitting together, separation, and support. Lord Krishna expanded an empire of these six features, of which Krishna was the ruling prince. Somewhere, Krishna was picking quarrels with the young girls. Somewhere, Krishna was scratching them with the nails of parrots. Somewhere, Krishna was busy going to visit the gopis. And somewhere, Krishna was negotiating through his cowherder friends to take shelter of the gopis. Some of the gopis thus addressed Krishna, Oh dear Krishna, because of your adolescent age, you have just become the spiritual master of all these young girls, and you are teaching them to whisper among themselves. You are teaching them to offer solemn prayers, as well as training them to cheat their husbands and to join you in the gardens at night without caring for the instructions of their superiors. You are enthusing them by the vibration of your enchanting flute. And as their teacher, you are teaching them all the intricacies of loving affairs. It is said that even when Krishna was a boy of 5 years, Krishna manifested such youthful energies, but learned scholars do not explain them because of the absence of suitable age. Krishna was beautiful because every part of Krishna's body was perfectly arranged without any defect. Such perfect bodily features of Krishna are described as follows. My dear enemy of Kamsa, your broad eyes, your rising chest, your two pillar-like arms, and the thin middle portion of your body are always enchanting to every lotus-eyed beautiful girl. The ornaments on the body of Krishna were not actually enhancing Krishna's beauty. It was just the reverse. The ornaments were beautified by Krishna. A person is called mild when one cannot even bear the touch of the most soft thing. It is described that every part of Krishna's body was so soft that even at the touch of newly grown leaves, the color of the touched part of Krishna's skin would change. At this Kaishora age, Krishna's endeavors were always bent toward arranging the rasa dance, as well as toward killing the demons in the forest of Vrindavan. And while Krishna was engaged in enjoyment with the boys and girls within the forest of Vrindavan, Kamsa used to send his associates to kill Krishna, and Krishna would show his prowess by killing the demons. Thus ends Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 26, Part 2, Stimulation for Ecstatic Love, Further Explained. Recorded March 10, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.